Joe's need to know news. Let's get into it. Remember that guy? He threw that boy off of a third balcony at the Mall of America? Well, he has pled guilty on Tuesday to attempted first-degree premeditated murder. As a result, the 24-year-old man will serve at least 19 years in prison for that April attack that severely injured a 5-year-old boy named Landon. The man confessed that he went to the mall that day with an intent on killing an adult, but switched to the boy instead. The young victim remains hospitalized, but is now alert and conscious, and his family says they face several more surgeries and rehabilitation, but they hope to have the boy home by June. So just a few weeks from now, that boy that got thrown off the top will be back. That is just incredible.
Yeah, it is.
There we go. Okay, let's see. Farmer, this is insane. Men and women that farm, you're a whole nother breed. Shout out, tip of the hat to you. A farmer was caught in an auger. He saved his own life by amputating his leg with a pocket knife he had on him. 63-year-old Kurt from Nebraska has been a farmer for more than 40 years, his whole life. He got his leg stuck in a piece of farm machinery. He realized the only way to free himself from the machine, which was pulling at his leg, was to cut off the limb with a pocket knife. Here he is. Listen to how cool and calm his demeanor is in the hospital after surgery and everything. He kind of blames himself for the incident and how it happened.
If I could have got by that first unloading, I think I'd have thought of it or seen it, but I was in that routine like I always used to do, and I didn't think of it. Stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in and trying to pull it out, and it kept pulling. When it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all.
He's just so calm about it after the fact. I mean, like, I'd still be traumatized after that happening. But
when
he's totally
I hear
cool.
about stories of people having to amputate their own limbs to survive, I always think, could I do it? And I just don't think that I could.
I think you'd pass out.
Yeah.
Even if you tried, I think you would be like, ugh.
I think I would too.
Well, it's like that movie, 180 Days or something,
yep.
with James Franco. He passed out while he was doing it a couple times, and he would come back into consciousness and like continue.
Is that it like 180 hours or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
like
that's a long time to cut off your leg. I've been here for half a year. I think it's almost done.
I thought you were talking about Saw 1. Have you seen that?
Saw's insane, too. That whole movie where you're like, if you want to survive, what will you do? Will you cut your buddy's arm off? We'll find out.
Gosh.
Have you never watched Saw?
Of course.
Okay.
I've seen them all. I used to go in theaters. That was like the cool thing to do in middle school. Like everyone went and saw Saw movies.
Now, here's where you're going to get grossed out. Food warning. Kurt describes how he started to take care of this and actually free himself.
When I had my pocket knife in my pocket, I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping every time I'd start sawing around that pipe. And once it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there.
Holy
crap. He is so calm about it. You had to cut your leg off, dude, to survive and live.
And with a little pocket knife, imagine. Might as well have been a butter knife.
Honestly, it probably was. Oh. I mean, unless it was a sharp one. I mean, I worked on a farm. Like, some are sharp, but I don't care how sharp your knife is. That does not happen easily. So what an amazing story of survival from him. Let's go to something that Liv kind of knows about. You've been to a frat party back in the day, right?
A couple.
Yeah. Well, this fraternity was suspended after forcing a dog to drink beer. This is the neighbors that were shocked to see what actually happened in the video.
A dog can't say no. They are young people. They want to have fun. But there's a sense of decency in a neighborhood.
You don't need to involve animals. Like, that's very wrong to me. I don't know why they felt the need to do that.
They're supposed to be the future of this nation. They should act more responsibly.
I mean, what do you guys think about this? The dog kind of almost like it was like a keg stand
for
a dog.
I think it's so sad. And like, I've seen this happen before.
Did
and
you
I've
say
seen,
something?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen like people, you know, like try to get their pets high. Like
that is the dumbest thing.
Smoke into it. And I'm like, it's just, I think it's so, so sad.
Very awful.
But actually, you know what happened one time? My friend's dog, they lived in the house and there was like 10 frat guys that lived there. And one made edibles, a whole tray of brownie edibles. And this dog was huge and it jumped on top of his like dresser and pulled him down and ate the entire tray of edible brownies.
There's no way he survived.
I did.
No way. Wow. I think I'd be more concerned about him eating the chocolate.
Yeah, I was thinking about
the
chocolate.
Well, they took him to the vet and I don't know what they did at the vet, but all 10 of these frat guys pull up to the vet just worrying, being like, he ate our edibles. We're so sorry. But this also dog gets like 110 pounds.
They probably so made it like throw up.
Like
they forced it to come out.
Pounds. Okay, like it's a huge, massive dog.
It was a small dog. Definitely
would have killed
dead.
It. And a couple more stories here for Joe's Need to Know News. Poor chap, do you have a bathing suit for the summer, or what are you thinking?
I might have one. They probably don't fit anymore. It's like a Speedo now.
Well, I'm kind of wondering if this will fit us or not, because we should totally get it. There's an online retailer called Shinesty, I believe, and they debuted their Daytona Dong swim briefs. They're polyester spandex swim briefs, so they sell for $40, and they look like jeans, but they're just pretty much like Speedos. I mean, I'd have to manscape for sure, because there'd be a lot of body hair sticking out, but
those
what do you think, Alex?
Those are so hideous.
Well, what if we were wearing them, though?
Hideous. Either way, it doesn't matter if you're a supermodel.
Does hideous mean you'd feel awkward and turned on?
No.
Okay, just checking. And finally, a couple of national days to wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. It's National Chocolate Chip Day. Good for you. And my favorite place, it's National Slider Day. You can get a free slider just for walking into a White Castle today. If you go to any of their stores and show them a coupon from their app, just go to their website. That's another way to do it. You'll get a free slider and a drink. I'm about to hit up every White Castle in our listening area.
Yep.
Going to get me a Crave case before the day's over. I'm going to have costumes. I'm going to change it up. I'll eat one little slider at a time. Eventually, I'll feel fulfilled. That's Joe's Need to Know News. See all these stories and more at joeandalexshow.com.